Dennis Wagner flew over the entire border in a helicopter.
And it's just overwhelming.
It took 10 days to go over four states from ocean to ocean.
The variety of topography of landscape.
Wagner is a senior reporter at the Arizona Republic with the USA Today Network.
Some sections of the border are so remote, they're just desolate nothingness.
654 miles of the border is fenced right now. Then there's the Rio Grande River, huge bluffs and cliffs, vast desert and sand dunes.
There's fencing along every town, every city. If you didn't, people could just cross right in, enter neighborhoods, and disappear.
World Atlas says in 2017, there were 20 completed border barriers in the world. But the UN Refugee Agency lists at least 77 walls or fences around the world. Most of the time, it's to prevent or end conflicts. CNN's Tom Foreman says boundaries control who goes in or out of a country.
In Hungary, there is also some very imposing work being done on fences there that are both razor ribbon topped and electrified. And that was in response to large numbers of immigrants seeking new homes in Europe. And for better or worse, it also seems to be working.
Walls and fences protect trade routes and prevent goods smuggling. Michael Rubin with the American Enterprise Institute told Fox News that Israel, Cyprus, and Morocco saw wars and terrorism end when walls went up.
But they've also used it to prevent illegal immigration. The fact of the matter is, the record is clear, the precedent is in, it works.
Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.